New Year's means new starts, do-overs, workout, clean out. And one of the breakout stars of 2015 told Americans how to do that. Marie Kondo's KonMari Method of Sorting with Love made her book about tidying up a bestseller. Last December, we spoke with her American editor, Lisa Westmoreland, who told us she brought that method into her own home.
When the book came out, my husband and I did, she kind of calls it a tidying festival in the book. Mm-hmm. We took a weekend, and she says that you have to cherish who you are now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of use that as a little bit of a mantra. You know, when I was going through my clothes, I found a whole bunch of stuff that I used to wear in college that I would never wear anymore. Mm-hmm. I kind of had to let my past go a little bit and say to myself, these don't spark joy anymore.
Well, let me jump in because that's what she says. Mm-hmm. She says, literally pick things up and hold them to see if they spark joy. And if they don't, throw it out. Clothes, books.
Absolutely. Other kind of decluttering people will focus on what to get rid of. And it's kind of a depressing process. They'll say, your house is so messy. You really need to declutter. You're drowning in all this stuff. Marie takes a totally different tack. She says, you need to focus on what brings you joy. You need to focus on what to keep. So I took all my clothes out of the closet. I piled them all on the floor, and it was a huge pile.
And this is her point. If you're starting with clothes, and she recommends you do, you go around the house. Any article of clothing anywhere has to go on that pile.
Absolutely. I gathered it all up, and I was shocked to see how much I had.
How much did you get rid of?
13 trash bags full to the brim of items, and I donated them. And then in addition, we recycled 7 paper bags full of shredded paper. And the paper, she says, to never keep. Paper will never bring you joy.
But she's competing with the thinking that we have that you're going to need something someday, or you're going to be able to leave it to somebody else, or you're going to read that book, or you're going to lose the weight or gain the weight, whatever it is, to wear that article. Mm-hmm. And also, let's face it, she sounds a little odd. I mean, it's part memoir, and she talks about how mm-hmm. as a child, you know, while everybody mm-hmm. else was playing dodgeball, she'd slip away to rearrange the bookshelves in the classroom or check the contents of the mop cupboard, and she would sneak clean her siblings' rooms and her parents' mm-hmm. closets, and she sounds just a little compulsive.
I think that that's what it takes to become a cleaning specialist. And yeah, she might be a little bit more obsessed with it than the rest of us.
You think?
But, you know, she's learned a lot, and she actually has a lot of tips and tricks that she has learned from just years of experience.
Let's go through some more of the tips. When you take this on, you said you did a weekend. You have to do mm-hmm. it all at once, and you can't start putting things away until you've piled every category in the middle of the floor and gotten rid of.
Yeah, because once you get rid of everything that doesn't spark joy, you'll be able to find a permanent home for everything that remains.
Well, some of us have a little touch of this. I have confessed on this program to hugging a washing machine before it had to be thrown out, or maybe it was the refrigerator, or both. But it's a bit of animism, the sense that objects take on a certain life if you love them, and so you should mm-hmm. care for them. But here's what she does when she comes home. She puts a dress on a hanger and says, good job. Mm-hmm. She walks by a potted plant and strokes the leaves. You know, mm-hmm. she mm-hmm. does attribute a sort of life form to everything in her mm-hmm. home.
Yeah, when she returns home, she greets her house. And in fact, she used to be a Shinto shrine maiden, which is something that in the States sounds very foreign. But yeah, in Japan, she kind of learned to greet the space and treat it as something sacred. And beyond that, I think that the animism, it actually turned out to be really helpful for me when I was going through my things. It's an emotional process, and I think that Marie really understands that emotional component and the psychology behind our relationship with things.
What's her advice, though, for the thing that people have the hardest time with? Photos, love letters, the things that are really infused with mm-hmm. your life.
She says to wait till the end, till your decision-making abilities have really been honed by starting with the easier stuff first. Her order is clothing, then books, then papers, then the kimono.
The miscellaneous, yep.
And then sentimental items and photos, so that when you get there, you'll be ready. And actually, I love her rule for photos. She says to keep out of a trip or an event maximum 5 photos per day. Choose the 5 photos that best represent that moment in time, that experience. And I actually love that. You know, I love going through photos and kind of giving myself that challenge. And I know when I look back on it, I'm not going to burden, you know, my grandkids with this giant album.
That's Lisa Westmoreland, the American editor of Marie Kondo's book, The Life-Changing Magic of Tidying Up, The Japanese Art of Decluttering and Organizing. It sounds crazy until you look around your house. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you very much.